more than half the service members who have died in Iraq were hit by roadside explosives. Among them is Army Reservist Robert Hernandez. He died during a combat mission when a bomb detonated near his Humvee. He was 47, a father, and a longtime Washington, D.C. area police officer. NPR's Ben Bergman has this remembrance.
Robert Hernandez wasn't the type of guy you wanted to mess with. He was big and beefy. After he came home from work most days, he worked out in a garage he turned into a training room and a place to store his rows of karate trophies. His fiancée, Priscilla Godley, plans to leave this room exactly as it is.
This is the punch bag. Always come in and kick it and hit it.
The punching bag is in the shape of a human. Hernandez called him Paco. After delivering a few blows to Paco, he liked to watch movies, some cartoons, but mostly
scare movies. He have it all scare movies.
Jason X, Rise of the Undead, Seven Doors of Death, the scarier, the better. You might think Hernandez got enough excitement outside the house, on the job, as a police officer. It was a job his fellow officers say he loved and excelled at. Prince George's County Police Officer Mark Gamble remembers that when they were on patrol, Hernandez's fluency in Spanish came in handy.
A lot of traffic stops that we'll make would sometimes be Hispanic, and they sometimes didn't speak a lot of English, but as soon as Hernandez would get on the scene, I could tell him what I wanted to relay to them. He helps out greatly with translating, you know, what happened to them, and we can look for the bad guys.
It wasn't just bad guys Hernandez met on traffic stops. He also met his fiancée in the early 90s.
He was police in D.C., and he stopped me, you know. I don't remember what I did. He gave me his business card, and he took me for dinner that day. From that day, we became very close friends. He always told me he loved me for the first day he met me.
They both had kids from previous marriages, and it took them more than a decade to get engaged. They were planning a wedding when Hernandez got the call to go to Iraq last August. To keep in touch, they set up a video conferencing system and ran up expensive phone bills.
Every single day, maybe he called me in the morning, he called me in the evening.
One day in late March, Hernandez called Godley, but she wasn't home. So he left a message.
He said, I do my best, you know, but some days I don't want to find out all the stress that I have here.
It was the last time she heard her fiancé's voice. The message is still saved on her machine. Now in her hallway, Godley and a friend, Wanda Pagan, have set up a memorial to honor Hernandez.
This is his little history of him when he started in the Army. And then here was all the pictures he sent her in Iraq.
So attached to poster boards next to a burning candle, there are letters Hernandez sent from Iraq, newspaper clippings, and cards from well-wishers. Among the people who have sent Godley cards is President Bush, but that card isn't on display.
We threw it away.
Godley once voted for President Bush, but she says seeing other people's loved ones and now hers killed in Iraq has made her feel differently about the war and about the president.
He don't understand because he's not there. His family's not there. He don't care.
Godley's friend Pagan says it's sad the couple never got to start their married life.
Losing someone so young and too soon for the kind of love that they had, and that's what hurts the most. You don't find love like that every day.
Godley can only manage 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night. She says she used to feel sorry for others who lost family members in Iraq. Now she suspects other people probably feel the same way about her. Ben Bergman, NPR News.